Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What did you think of the Commanders having the group quarterback summit instead of having the top prospects in individually? I know they've been getting dragged through the media by some people. I don't think it's a horrible idea.
Like, I feel
like most of the work has been done, and they wanted to do something a little bit out of the box, something a little different, by having them in a social setting together. And I know that Chris Sims, when he was talking with Florida, was like, what does it matter? They're not going to be together in the future. But it's more like how they just interact with their peers. Like, you're going to see them, how they'll be interacting with their future teammates and how they interact with people at sponsor events that the team's going to hold while they're, you know, employed by the team. I don't have a problem with it.
How abnormal is it? I mean, how do we know other teams don't do similar things? Maybe not with 30 guys, but maybe they do it with 10.
Somebody posited that it's a way for them to see who emerges as the top dog, who emerges as the leader, that people are going to gravitate to a leader, and they maybe want to see that. I don't think it's a big deal. I think the decisions have mostly been made.
I think that's probably, there's a lot of truth to that. And I also think they don't want to spend hours upon hours upon hours interviewing guys they're never going to draft.
We saw in the free agency portion that they bring in their guys. That's what Ron Rivera did, and Adam Peters to some extent has done that through some of his assistant coaches. Why did they end up with Marcus Mariota at quarterback? Because he was playing in Philadelphia for
Brian Johnson.
Who's now, I don't know, associate head coach, assistant offense coordinator, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. And you see a lot of that. And they're going to have college guys, too, that they just like, that are going to be their preferences. I wanted to bring up something that I saw. You guys during the break were talking about watching YouTube, and this wasn't watching on YouTube. But I ended up watching like a two-minute video of Coach Harbaugh with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Living in his RV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's so weird. And he had Greg Roman coming over to his RV. Yeah.
No, Greg Roman bought an RV, and they're like RV buddies.
Oh, they're RV bros?
Yeah, so, Harbaugh's RV is very minimalist.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a video of it.
Yeah, it almost looks like an old school Winnebago.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What about Roman's?
Roman's, oh my God, looks like the Madden bus.
Oh, really?
It has all the tchotchkes.
All the cylinders.
It has a bed, bathroom, TV.
Yeah.
He's got chargers.
He's like traveling in style.
Rug, carpet, area rugs in there.
But they get sized for each other because Roman, the video which I saw was Roman going, like, he shows up to Harbaugh's RV, and Harbaugh's like, let me show you, like a rock star, blah, 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 and he's kind of showing him everything, and they seem super tight. And we know a lot of choices when it comes to coaches or players, it's all about relationships. So here in a group setting, the Commanders are want to see the relationships between players, and they want to see who develop, who becomes a leader, whatever. But this also happens. What have the Chargers done at running back this offseason?
Well, they went out. They went out. Austin Eckler.
They went out and got all the Ravens guys.
Yeah. Shocker. Yeah. Greg Roman's guys. They have Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
I know this is very premature, but in a few months when you're doing fantasy football drafts, I'm moving Justin Herbert way down my list. Because all he's going to do is handing the ball off. Correct. Like it's going to look like Michigan version 2.0.
Well, didn't they say that, that Drake May ran an offense similar to what Kingsbury runs?
Yes.
So the same, the guy, whoever's offense it was, Kingsbury
he ran an
learned
air raid
from
type offense.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's the same offense that Drake May runs. I'm telling you, I think they're gonna go May.
I think they're going Daniels.
Do you think that they're paying attention? I know we said this sort of in a goofy way, but looking at golf swings, there's a video. maybe ESPN, JP was saying, or Valdez was telling me that ESPN did a piece on the May family or whatever. They were out of Sleepy Hollow. Probably what I saw. I just saw a clip and he's hitting a tee shot.
Quail Hollow or Sleepy Hollow?
Whatever the hell it is.
Headless Horseman was there. So
I'm sorry.
That's all good.
You're still a little sleepy over there.
Every day. Yeah. And his swing just looks money. I mean, just solid.
I told you, he's a good golfer. Simple.
No, I know. But
his
I'm
whole
just
family,
saying,
that's all they do.
They're all athletic. I know. But, I mean, it's just like very simple, you know, great. Like, he's obviously a stud athlete. It's just so obvious. Do you think that's factoring at all? Meanwhile, and no. I'll say this is counter to this. There's you guys all saw the video of CJ Stroud yesterday warming up before a baseball game.
Yeah.
Took out the first pitch. It looked like he's never thrown a ball in his life, and the guy's a stud.
Although I saw him swinging a bat, and I think he was crushing.
He was
home
better there. He's an athlete.
I think his throwing motion. He's just so used to throwing a football a certain way that when he throws a baseball, it just looks weird.
That's definitely true.
This would be very telling.
What it is.
Yeah.
Is if I had May and I was able to interview him, I would ask him if he's done golf lessons. Because that could be very telling. Because remember what Orlovsky said is, you know, this is all mechanical stuff. This is stuff that coaches can fix. So if he had a lesson from a teaching pro and he's able to absorb the mechanics of the golf swing and do the lesson well, he could do the same thing with the quarterback's coach.
For sure. I think he'll clean it up because you could just tell he's a coordinated kid. He's going to clean it up. It's going
to
look
right.
Good.
If his swing looked like Cakes's when he first got to the teaching pro, and then all of a sudden lose money, all of a sudden I'm very encouraged
that
he'll be able
to. He's a miracle worker.
I think there's something to be said for guys that are just sort of natural athletes in kind of everything that they do.
You don't think Jaden Daniels is a good athlete?
I think he's a great athlete.
I'm going to look up what he played in high school.
Jaden Daniels is a great.
I'm guessing he played everything in high school.
Jaden Daniels might be freaking Tiger Woods. I have no idea what Jaden Daniels looks like swinging a golf club. But I do think it's kind of interesting. It's just an interesting anecdote.
Oh, so now you like May more because he has a nice golf swing.
Because he has a good handicap.
You said he was boring before.
He is boring. I do think Jaden Daniels has
more upside.
I do agree with all of that.
He's an exciting player.
Changed. Nothing's changed.
But now you're flipping a little bit towards May because he can shoot 81.
No, I'm just saying I think that's an attractive quality.
Jaden Daniels grew up playing basketball, soccer, and running track.
There you go.
Right. Of course, he's an elite
athlete. That plays quarterback at LSU has played all the sports in high school.
Yeah. Allen Iverson is maybe one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. He couldn't swing a bat, you know.
But he was a stud high school
football
quarterback.
Yeah.
I know. I'm saying he's a great athlete,
right?
But you know, certain sports are very technical.
Yeah, mechanical, technical.
Yeah, and the ones that are like that, they're harder to pick up. It is a little telling.
Look,
there's something there.
We don't know what Adam Peters is going to do. I think we'll learn a lot if they take Jaden Daniels. I think it's based on collegiate production. The head coach saying game changer, thinking defenses have to worry more about a weapon like Jaden Daniels.
Well, also your factor about playing right away, if that's important to him, he's ready to plug and play more.
That's one of those factors. He's got more experience. There's a lot of the factors. If he takes Drake May, it's a long-term projection thing, according to most of the scouts. They may disagree. They may think that he's the most ready, Drake May.
Right.
But most of the experts say that he is not necessarily ready, but has the most upside. I wonder if the Trey Lance experience.
I wonder that too.
affects this pick.
I said that out loud a month ago.
Trey Lance might have been
burned
a la Drake May, where they were projecting it out.
Yeah.
He's going to be the best down the road. He's got the best tools, the best arm, and all that stuff, and then it just didn't work out.
I wish I knew who was the biggest flag waver for Trey Lance in that organization. Was it Peters? Well, was it Lynch?
Oh, I thought you meant in this room.
Oh, I know who it is in this room. I know it's me.
Well, Shanahan wasn't a big fan,
right?
From what I read.
So that
I think it was probably Lynch.
Well, it was just question marks. Like, if Adam Peters was the huge Trey Lance guy, I'm gonna have questions about his scouting acumen. I'm going to have some serious questions.
I've heard that he had more of an influence on the latter round picks, Peters.
Okay, that puts my mind at ease. I like to hear that.
But remember,
Trey Lance
leads
me to believe that Lynch or
didn't play a lot of college football.
Understood. Yeah. Very inexperienced.
Similar to Drake May compared to Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels basically played
but
double
May was basically
the amount of college football.
Your traditional style quarterback because, you know, he was big. Drop back, throw it. He can run too. Lance was just a runner.
Right.
So they're completely different.
All those things I say about Jaden Daniels, I still stand by it 100%. Every single thing I've ever said. He's a high boomer bust guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most exciting player. I think he's Johnny Knoxville, though, in some of these car crash,
Well, we're going to see in a week.
I don't know. I have no idea. Thank God I don't have to make the pick.
Well, like I said.
Thank God I don't have to.
Whoever they pick. He just got to fit into whatever they want to do.
And I don't worry.
And they got to make him better.
I don't worry so much about like him getting crushed, like in a car crash type tackling incident, because every quarterback gets injured. Every single one of them. They all miss time.
Yeah, even the ones that are physical.
Do you not agree some put themselves more at risk than others?
Maybe a tad, but I still feel like Drake May could get smoked in the pocket.
Of course.
Just as easily as Jaden Daniels could get blown up, running down the sidelines.
I know, but there
yards.
Is such a thing as some guys put themselves more in harm's way. That was Robert's whole thing.
Yeah, I just
he put himself more
hope
in
he's
harm's
a good
way.
Slider. Yeah. I have to go look at his slides on tape.
Well, can anybody find an example of Jaden Daniels sliding?
Well, remember, I said I would have him
ask. He said, "Did he play baseball?" He said he played baseball and soccer.
I didn't see baseball.
No baseball.
Soccer and track.
But if I had him in here, I would take the hose. I would take the hose, wet the field, and I'd say,
"Put a
slip. Let me see
a
slide."
All right. Let's bang out some of these calls. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think it's a big deal. I'm with Cakes and JP. I don't think it's a big deal at all. It's just something different. It's out of the box. I think the work is done. I think it is what it is.
You mean just and, have all the guys at Topgolf? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just guys just hanging out, honestly.
Right.
Just Peters, that's what Peters does.
Not that deep.
Exactly. I don't think it's anything. And then what I would say also, as far as Jaden Daniels' draft jump, I would compare him to Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow started out at Ohio State, transferred to LSU, had a bomb senior season, and was a first overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, just like Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. He was at Arizona State, transferred to LSU, had even a better season than Jaden Daniels, but then Joe Burrow, when he won his Heisman, and the rest is history. So I think it's just people are looking into this way too much.
Okay.
Well, I would disagree that he had a better season than Burrow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Burrow threw 60 touchdowns in his last year at LSU.
On his Heisman season, Chase Daniels had a better season. This past season was look at the numbers side by side. It was his better Heisman season.
Well, I'm just saying, rushing wise, yes. But what I'm saying to you is,
it was 40 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Joe didn't have those numbers.
Joe, incorrect. Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns in his Heisman season and threw 6 picks. That you're wrong about that. He threw 60, not 40.
He's debunking you.
Go look at the numbers.
But he also had 4 interceptions. Joe had more interceptions.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks
for the call.
Steve. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go back.
I mean, Joe Burrow set a NCAA record for passing touchdowns in a season.
Jaden Daniels. I went back.
Jaden had 50 total touchdowns.
I'm in a wormhole of like looking at what it was Jaden Daniels now in high school and beyond. And this one article says, this is a feather in his cap. He actually started working with an Arena League football quarterback when he was 10 years old. Some sort of connection with the family. But when he played high school football, he started out, he was 5'10", 137 pounds.
Wow. You know, late bloomer.
Looks like he's still 137.
Good for him.
All right, I still want to go to some of these. I definitely want to go to Sarah, who claims this isn't the first time they've done a Topgolf bit.
All right, we can continue to take calls back on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on an open line. Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't miss a minute of the action as Old Glory DC Rugby takes on the Houston Sabercats this Saturday at the Maryland Soccerplex. Feel the adrenaline as Old Glory ups the flags and pounds the pitch, bringing heart-stopping moments and the unbeatable spirit of Major League Rugby just minutes from D.C. It's football without the stopping and soccer without the flopping, and tickets start at just $20. Old Glory D.C. is raising the bar, so come raise your voice this Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Maryland Soccerplex. Score your tickets right now at oldglorydc.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.